Welcome back to another great evening of Entertainment Banter. I guess my name is Joel.
And I'm Matt.
So this evening, or morning commute that you may be having, we're going to be talking about Batman, The Killing Joke.
The movie.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
But it's very close to the comic that they released.
Yeah?
I think so. Yeah. I didn't read the comic. Actually,
what?
I want to tell you when I first, we went to lunch earlier today and we were going to talk about it, but we didn't because we wanted to save it for this. It's
right.
Fantastic because we know everybody wants to hear us talk. So, I actually went into watching The Killing Joke.
Yes.
Thinking that it was going to be about the Joker being killed.
Oh,
I don't
my
know why.
God.
Hold on. So, I actually thought that The Killing Joke, and because it's a rated R cartoon. It was the first one Warner Brothers made that's rated R.
Yes, yeah.
And that was very controversial. So
you've only had 5 drinks, right?
No.
Keep going. My God, you're out of control now.
So I thought it was actually a movie where he killed the Joker. Because when you go back to the Batman Beyond one, I guess they would call it the Return of Joker. Right?
Yeah. There was actually 2 of those. There was the regular one, and then there was the director's cut.
And the
director's cut, they kill the Joker.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably the one I saw. And Batman accidentally kills him, kind of thing, right? Or did he do it on purpose? I can't remember now.
It was Robin. Robin did it.
No, Robin did do it? Mm-hmm. Like Dick Grayson?
Tim
Drake.
Yeah, Tim.
Okay.
Did it.
But so, because it was after he got kidnapped
and brainwashed. Yeah.
So I thought this was like a prequel to that kind of thing. Because all that's kind of in the same story realm. You know what I mean? Like all in the same kind of universe.
Yeah.
Even though that was set in the future. I don't think they really made that great of comics of Batman Beyond. And a lot of the Batman Beyond
was kind of corny. It was the first time they tried to really do Batman in the future.
Yeah. Which I kind of
enjoyed. It was like the equivalent to Marvel's Spider-Man 2099 that came out in there.
That's what they were trying to compete with. So, when I heard The Killing Joke came out, and I heard it was rated R, I'm like, oh, this is where they actually kill the Joker. And I'm like, wow, this is going to be a good movie. So, I got it.
I'm trying really hard not to judge you right now.
Really? Well,
yes.
I'm not a huge DC comic reader, and I like Batman's character,
sure.
And I enjoy him, and I never really got into reading them. I'm more of a, God, we always mention Marvel. I'm more of a Marvel fan.
Yep.
So, but again, the only DC character I do enjoy is Batman.
Yes.
But...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fair enough.
But obviously, spoiler alert, he does not kill the Joker in this movie.
Jesus.
And
no,
they share an awkward laugh at the end.
Okay. Here we go. All right.
So, yeah.
Well, it's funny that I don't know if you saw the other DC movie. They were doing The Dark Knight as well, or The Dark Knight Returns. And
they did do another movie.
And they established... That one where they killed the Joker. That one he did get killed.
In The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
They did it recently?
Yeah.
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers has been on this kick of making a bunch of animated movies.
They always do. They're always good, too.
Right.
I like them.
So they honored it with The Dark Knight Returns. And then in that, I think it was the second movie, they killed him. They killed the Joker.
How recent is that?
It was a couple years prior to this one.
I'm downloading it right now.
Okay. So anyways... this one I thought was interesting. I obviously have read the comic, and what's funny is when I first read the comic for The Killing Joke, I was very much disturbed by it. I didn't understand it at first, to be honest with you. I had to go back and reread it a couple of times because I was kind of blown away. There is so many effed up things that happen in the comic.
Oh my God.
That I didn't realize that... I didn't understand why Batman was laughing after all of this bad stuff.
Like at the end.
Yeah. And so, but
right?
The more you read the comic and the more you look at it and pay attention to it in detail, it makes more sense. You have to look at it in terms of the Joker's life. I think it really is a great story.
I enjoyed it.
My wife, had not read the comic, and I told her, listen, before we watch this movie, I'm going to read you the comic. So I actually sat her down, like a little dad reading to his little daughter or something, and I read her the comic out loud.
Really?
And I did all the voices and stuff, and
you're so
I played lame. Some stupid like Batman soundtrack in the background. I wanted her to really understand this story before she watched the cartoon. Yeah, I know. It's stupid. But
you don't read. I'm impressed.
I know. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. So anyways, I did this, and I think she appreciated it and understood the story. And so when we watched the movie, it was more entertaining for her.
Do you feel the movie cut a lot out from the comics?
No, actually, I think the movie did a great job of honoring the comic very well. There's lines almost verbatim taken right out of the comic, and there was also panel by panel almost taken right out of the comic.
Look it up a little bit after I watched the movie, and it looked like that. Even that whole scene when Barbara got shot, like that's looked panel by panel.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, there's a lot of panel by panel actually. What I thought was interesting too, and thank God they said it. At the beginning of the movie, it didn't start like the comic starts. And I thought that was weird. And I'm like, where the hell is this going? Because it started with Barbara's relationship with Bruce, which has been hinted in other comics and stories in the past where Bruce and Barbara have hooked up. And so the start of the movie actually was all of that. And that really wasn't part of the Killing Joke story. That's not how it started.
Isn't that weird that they hooked up? Like, he's like 20, 30 years older than her.
Yeah, it's been suggested a couple of times in other stories and stuff. But what's funny is the movie acknowledged that. It actually starts with Barbara saying, I bet you this is not how you expected it to be, or how this would start, or something like that.
She did say something.
And I thought that was kind of funny and clever. And I don't know if they were just trying to humanize Barbara more before the obvious shot.
You do that. You feel more for them. You feel more for the character.
But Killing Joke's great because I don't know if it's really about the movie at this point. So I apologize if I veer off a little bit. I'm just going to talk about the story as a whole. What I think is so great about the story is it's one of the first times you see Batman and the Joker. Ignore all the shit that happens with Commissioner Gordon. Ignore all the stuff that happens to Barbara. It's
fucked up.
It's all fucked up. But if you ignore all of that,
beep,
and you just focus on Batman and Joker, it's interesting because the first panel is raindrops on the ground, and the last panel is raindrops on the ground. And
fascinating.
What's interesting is, you have Batman on one side, obviously, you know, the yin and yang, Joker on the other. And this whole story is about Joker's perspective of the story is, all it takes is one bad day to screw your life up forever, and you will snap and go crazy.
Which was really interesting, too, to see that bad day from Joker. It could not be a true origin story of it, but it's a look into the past that this could be the reason why he went
to
become the Joker.
Well, you're starting another thing that I want to talk about too, but I can't. There's too much in my head. Fans of The Killing Joke know the story. Well, first of all, The Killing Joke, you're getting me off track, so I'm going to acknowledge that real quick. The comic, The Killing Joke, or the trade paperback, or whatever you want to call it, it was one of the first of its kind. It was written separated from the comics. So, like, back in the day, you know, comics were like soap operas. You read the comic, and it was a continuous story arc leading on to the next episode, so on and so forth. Well, The Killing Joke came out, and it was basically its own story. It's like, when it came out, it had nothing to do with what was going on in the comics at the time. They were just saying, hey, this is just a Batman story. Here you go. And people were like, okay, whatever. And they read it. But it was so impactful that it changed the storyline of Batman. So, like, if you were reading Batman and he was in space, I don't know what the hell he was doing at the time, but let's just say Batman was in space.
And they do.
All of a sudden, once that random story came out, people were like, oh my God, this was amazing. Barbara Gordon, who was fine 1 minute in the continuing story arc where Batman's in space, suddenly became crippled or suddenly became Oracle. And people were like, why the hell did this happen? It was because that one story was so impactful that they had to write it in to the ongoing story arc. They couldn't ignore it. It actually kind of changed how that continuing story came. Like, that's why Barbara suddenly became paralyzed, became Oracle, because normally that wasn't the plan. It was just that story was so impactful that that's what happened.
Which story?
The Killing Joke. Because the Killing Joke, remember, like I said,
so they wanted to keep that story arc going. So they,
yeah, they loved what happened so much. They started taking from that one shot story and started implying it into their long line.
Because
of
she comics. Gets paralyzed at the end.
They couldn't ignore it. People loved it so much. So getting back to the parallels, I think it's so cool that it's the first time you see. I don't know, honesty, the rawest forms of Batman and the Joker. It's for the very first time you get to see them be about as real and as honest and open. It's like it's almost like the equivalent if they went to therapy and they had a breakthrough and let it all out. And I think that's what's so cool about the Killing Joke. And that's why when you first see the movie or read the comic, you think, holy shit. How can Batman stomach this guy? He just shot Barbara Gordon, paralyzed her, then pretty much stripped her of her clothes, sexually assaulted her.
Did he rape her?
You know what? It's implied. It's implied. It's implied.
But not proven.
It's not proven. If anything, she definitely gets fondled. But pictures are then taken of her.
Naked.
And then, that's not enough. Then they take Gordon, strip him down to nothing, try to break him by taking him through door after door, room after room, of showing what they did to his daughter.
And also showing him that how they punished the Joker for doing things out of the law.
Yes.
Then proving that Batman does the exact same thing.
Yes. And so the whole point is, by the end of it all, Joker is trying to make that point that Commissioner Gordon is going to snap because all it takes is one bad day.
He was trying to get him to snap.
And he still didn't. Joker's saying, look, I snapped. And Joker's saying, look, Batman has snapped. So, naturally, Commissioner Gordon's going to snap.
And then when Gordon said, go book him and not kill him, he didn't snap.
Which is such a powerful moment. Mm-hmm. Just with Gordon.
Still wanted to do it by the law, by the book.
Yes, and more than ever. More determined than ever, he cannot
do. But he still sent a vigilante to do his job.
Yeah, but what's funny is Bruce was pissed at that point. Batman was pissed at that point even, and was willing to... I don't even remember if he said, like, no promises or something. But what's interesting, too, is...
No, he did tell Joker, like, Gordon, you're not going to snap Gordon. You know, he even told me just before coming
well,
in
he,
here.
Well, he purposely said that to Joker to piss him off.
Of course.
But what's interesting, so... That's like in the middle of the story, right?
Correct.
So, like, if you can imagine a timeline, yin and yang, one starts with yin, the other starts with yang, that kind of thing, like the beginning and the end.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is it's a role reversal. If you start with yin, you end with yang, vice versa, with this timeline. And the climax is, will Gordon break? But then once that hits, it then goes right back to the story of Batman and Joker not being so different. And so if you watch the beginning of the movie or you read the beginning of the comic, Bruce shows up to Arkham to say, hey, we know we're going to destroy each other. And this is what I'm saying, it's like a therapy session. He literally says, I don't want to do this. I generally sympathize with you. I don't want to have to do this. Can we please work this out? That's basically what he's saying.
I know, and they go back and forth all the time.
But this is like a true moment of coming to Jesus. Like he's actually going out of his way and reaching out to him. But the reach out isn't just like, hey, I don't want to kill you. It's a genuine reach out, and this is where the ties start coming together. Where Bruce had a bad day, Bruce can sympathize with a bad day. He knows what it felt like on that day. And so he's, for once in his life, he's actually looking internal. He's almost like he's looking at himself. He's saying, I had a really bad day once. He's almost confiding to the Joker. And so he goes and says, hey, I know what it feels like. I know what you're going through. Let's not do this to each other. Let's actually work this out. And so that's the beginning. And then, of course, he realizes he's talking to nobody, some friggin' punk. So at the end of the comic, at the end of the movie, he actually meets the real Joker. And that's when, for the first time, and when he does that speech again, the Joker, for one moment, is no longer the Joker. It's almost like for a brief second, he's that guy before he had the bad day. And he's saying, it's too late for me. But because it's almost like he considers it for a second. Like, in that moment, could you imagine if Joker said, okay. And then everything that makes Joker Joker dies instantly. It's but that close. They won't close. Do that.
No, it's too much of a good story arc to have Joker and Batman go.
No, of course, of course. But the point I'm making is, it's the first time we've ever seen the Joker humanized. He's not that psychotic psycho killer. He's Batman brought him to the edge. And what I find is so interesting is the Joker says, no, I can't do it. And then you know what he does? Is he tells a joke about people walking an edge.
And that was the joke?
That was the killing joke. And so like, he's saying like the light beam would disappear and he would fall. Mm-hmm. Right?
Because they're both insane.
Right. Right. And so Batman laughs. And for a moment, the worst of enemies are the best of friends because they both have had their bad day. And that is the first time ever they've talked about it and shared a common ground. And I think that's what's so touching about the story. But like I said, when you read it for the first time, you're like, okay, the Joker did all these fucked up things and Batman's laughing at his jokes? What the fuck? But the story is not about what happens to Barbara. It's not about what happens to Gordon. It's actually about Bruce and the Joker for the first time seeing eye to eye, having a common ground, and sharing their pain together.
And you never got to see a moment like that between them. You never do. So this never. Was actually a unique.
And I think, honestly, that's why that story was so popular and so good, because it's kind of like the Xavier Magneto thing, but that one's a more obvious thing. Like, that is like the ongoing relationship between them.
Yeah, and whereas, they started out as friends.
Right, whereas this is like mortal enemies sharing that one moment of sympathy towards each other. Like, you know, I don't know how to describe it. They both have gone through it and they just shared
Came
out differently.
And they shared that one moment.
Yeah.
Awkward joke at the end and they started laughing.
Yeah. And supposedly, like, that's the only time the Joker's ever made Batman laugh, you know.
What?
Well, at least back then, you know. So. Anyways, that's not really about the movie, so...
No, it's about what this movie was about.
So you had not read the comic before?
I did not. I don't read Batman comics.
Okay, so...
I'm not a fan of DC, like I said. But again, I like the Bat.
Sure. So that's actually good, though. So we've been talking pretty much for almost the entire podcast, or I have, about this
You
whole
have.
Thing.
You're boring.
So what I want to know is, I'm going to let you do the rest of the podcast. Not read the comic. What was your take on the movie itself? Like, what did you think of the story as you watched it unfold?
Well, I kept waiting, like, the whole time I kept waiting, like, well, this is the story of the Joker, the killing joke. So I kept,
thinking he
was going to kill Joker. So it's the killing joke, like a killing Joker.
Right.
So I just, you know, watched it, like, with that anticipation of, like, this is going to happen. So when I saw the build-up, and I'm like, oh, this is a build-up. And then when Barbara got shot, I'm like, this is the build-up.
Yeah.
This is where it's going to happen. This is the climax. This is it.
Right.
And, but I was watching it with my girl, and she was watching it. Like, I was talking to her, too, like, explaining small things about, even just normal things about the Batman universe.
Right.
About the cartoon series, not about the comics. Comics can be done the same way, but I was telling her, like, well, fun facts, Warner Brothers does Batman, draws it. And they are the only cartoons drawn on black paper.
Yeah.
To make it darker.
Yeah, the animated series.
The animated.
Yeah.
Even these ones, I believe, still, aren't they? I imagine they would keep it the same.
I don't know.
It's still very dark.
Everything's all computer these days, but.
You're right. But the idea was that it was drawn on black paper. And I was just telling her, like, also, by the way, that you hear that voice. Who do you think did the voice of Joker? And she goes, I don't know. I'm like, it's Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill, yeah.
And she's like, this doesn't sound like Mark Hamill. I'm like, it's Mark Hamill. Like,
yeah.
Trust me.
He's great.
And he does it every time.
Well, I've noticed that when they do Justice League movies, they have different actors for Justice League movies. But when they do the big ones, it's always Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
It's Mark motherfucking Hamill.
Hey, Kevin Conroy is...
Is he the Batman?
Yeah, he's amazing.
The Batman.
Yeah, he's amazing.
So, I was like doing all those little things, telling her that, but I was also expecting the killing joke to happen. And I even explained during the movie, I was like, well, to give you some backstory, they made Batman Beyond and, you know, they killed the Joker. And, like, you know, you killed the Joker, and I believe this is the story to that. And then when you didn't kill the Joker, I was thinking, what the boop? Like, they share the laugh, and that was it. But then it made me go back and think about what I watched, and it wasn't that bad of a movie.
Right.
You got to see the struggle of Barbara. Like, is she in love with Batman? Is she doing crime fighting because she likes that? What's the draw there? And they have such an interesting relationship there, especially since, like, Batman's a father figure to her.
Right.
That's even the weirder thing, because, I mean, her father is Gordon.
Right.
So there was a weird draw from there. Then you got to see that Batman, that interaction with the Joker. And then you also got to see the Joker, which is unique, too. I've never really seen much of this Joker background.
As a victim,
as becoming who he is. And he literally was just trying to get up on his luck. And it just, he had a bad day.
Yeah.
And it's true. You look at anything, a lot of people's lives change on just one bad day.
Right.
It could be a bad day because you made a bad decision. It could be a bad day because a loved one got in a car accident. It could be among any things. And that one day can define the rest of your life. And we try not, as humans, we don't want to have a single day define our lives. We want to be able to define our lives every other day. And hopefully that we can make our lives better every day. So.
Yeah, because if you think about the story of the killing joke, Joker, his wife dies. That's.
Pregnant.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, that's the bad day there. But then.
You don't have a bad day.
And he keeps going. And then he has to do this crime. And the whole reason why he was doing the crime was to make a better life for his wife and child.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's doing that crime for no reason, really, other than he just can't get out of it.
And it was neat that they brought in the Red Hood.
Oh, well, that's what started it all. Yeah.
Which was really nice because I know the Red Hood gang was around long before Joker actually formed,
right.
Which was nice to have that
right.
there as
and
well.
Right, and they applied. That was obviously the implication of the Joker as well. It's interesting, too, that one thing I've always questioned is, I can't remember, I got to read it again, but they imply that his wife dies suddenly. But I don't know if they officially explain it. And I've always questioned the thought, did the Red Hood gang do it? Did they purposely, like, make this happen? Or do you think it's just a random coincidence?
Sheer coincidence?
Yeah.
Because that could be an interesting story.
Because the way, if you read the dialogue in the comic, and they actually did it in the movie, they're like, oh, tough break. Your wife's dead. And I'm thinking, that's fucked up.
Or is she really not dead?
No, she's dead. But my point is...
Wow.
But my point is, like...
You jerk.
They didn't act very surprised, and they weren't really that sympathetic.
You like, we'll give you a moment to think about it.
Yeah.
And they left.
Yeah. But reality is like, but you're still going to do the fucking job.
Why do you think they would do that?
Because I think, well, first of all, the whole point of the Red Hood gang, which I think is kind of fucked up and brilliant, is they find a sucker to take the fall. They say, hey, you're our boss. And then that person's the one that always takes the fall.
That's the person they give, like, oh, you won't be noticeable because you're not going to have a mask on.
Right,
don't
so
worry about
if
it.
The person takes the fall, if the person dies, all of his loose ends are dead, there's really no point. You basically have wiped the slate clean for the next douchebag that comes along. That's why I was wondering, like, you know, like, the family's already taken care of that might know about it, and the person that does the crime is taken care of. So the slate's clean, you can go find your next patsy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
why I always wondered if that was... I always wondered if it was implied. I just thought it was interesting.
That's interesting.
But I don't know. It could just be a coincidence.
Coincidence. So you're thinking
yeah.
maybe the wife was a loose end and they just
yeah, like,
tied it up before
yeah,
there.
Yeah, if you just think about it, because if he went home and talked to the wife about this, if he did that, then it could get back to them. So
true.
If you take care of her and take care of him, you don't have to worry about it. The slate's clean. That's why I always wondered if that was implied. You know, like, that's kind of fucked up that they would have done that, when they would have bumped her off.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this makes me thought, are you watching Gotham? You're not caught up on Gotham, are you?
I'm not caught up, but I am watching it. I am caught up. Okay. I did see an episode, I'm only like three or four episodes into the second season. But if you're referring to that kid that clearly does an amazing job that could potentially be the Joker.
Yeah.
I just saw the episode where they quote-unquote killed him off.
Oh, okay.
But, like, in the comics, no one ever truly dies. And that guy, that actor, whoever they picked, does such a great job that I would be surprised if they actually killed him off. I would hope that they did not.
Showed you all the people watching it all being imitators and all that shit.
Yeah, that actually irritated me. Because that just says now the idea of the Joker exists. And now, let's say they did kill that guy. That just means the Joker's now an unoriginal bastard.
It makes you think that the Joker we know and know that Batman knows personally is just an imitator.
Exactly.
But is it really an imitator? Or is the reason why he's always battling Batman because there's always a new Joker, and it's always been a new Joker each time? It's just that they're so clinically insane.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I think it cheapens the character.
I think so, too. I don't like that part.
My hope is, and I haven't seen the whole season, but maybe, just maybe, it was a brilliant way to write him off, but not out. Does that make sense?
I don't know. It was an interesting take. And we're going to get into a whole new detail with Gotham. I was just wondering if you were caught up, because they did some interesting things recently. But it makes you wonder, like, where they're going with this TV series, because you have that incident. You have Barbara Keene, who's supposed to be Gordon's wife.
Yeah, I don't know who...
So...
Barbara is his wife, and she's obviously, in this show, she's crazy.
So does that mean his wife, him named their daughter Barbara as well?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
But it could just be a weird coincidence, he could just get another girl.
Well, he does.
Yeah. But we're actually out of time.
What? Are you the time Nazi?
I am the time Nazi.
You little...
Yeah, people don't want to listen to us for hours. So.
Well, I don't want to listen to you for hours.
Do you have anything else to say about
the
Killing Joke?
Fall asleep. No, The Killing Joke. Great movie. I recommend it if you are a Batman fan, if you're a DC fan, or just curious about it. But do not expect the Joker to be killed. That's a different show, apparently. Even I was expecting the Joker to die the entire time. I thought it was going to be an awesome scene. Enjoyed the movie. I mean, it was a great, entertaining movie.
Yeah.
It really was.
So, yeah. So, it was a great movie, and it honored the comic very well. And so, if you enjoyed the comic, I would think you would enjoy this movie. So, thanks for listening to Entertainment Banter. I am Matt.
Guess that makes me Joel. Done.